Penny for Your Thoughts is a Vectis Radio production, written by Marion Hartley and produced by David Hartley.
Oh, well, this turned out to be the worst night ever.
What do you mean? It's all right.
No, it's not. Jim isn't here because he's scooted off to Thailand to meet heaven only knows who.
He's meeting his girlfriend, Kathy. Huh,
well, that's what we hope he's doing. And as for Matthew bringing that silly girl along...
Well, I wouldn't say she was silly. She seems quite nice, actually.
Oh, she waves her hands about far too much.
Does she? I haven't noticed her do that.
Yes. I think she's trying to be dramatic when she speaks. You know what some people are like. They do this all the time and it gets on my nerves.
Be careful. I do know what you mean, but I don't think she does.
She did when she was explaining about her part in the agitators.
Oh, she must be good to have got the lead in that.
Well, she probably just looked right for the part.
Oh, well, I like her.
Well, I noticed that Mike seems to like her too.
Well, he is allowed to. Well, I don't mind. Anyway, I'm glad they're all getting on so well.
And as for Connie, oh, did you hear her say, well, I've been to Thailand. Is there a place on this earth that she hasn't been to?
Oh, Kathy, do cheer up.
No, I feel quite deflated. I was really looking forward to this evening, and the best person who could have come isn't even here.
Oh, thanks.
Oh, you know what I mean. I can't believe it. Even Jim's found someone new.
Even Jim? Kathy, that's not very nice.
Well, why can't I meet someone? And as for that stupid Yaz or whatever her name is, why did she even have to come? She wasn't even invited.
Well, it's pretty obvious that they're an item. So why shouldn't he bring her along to meet us all?
Well, why didn't you tell me that he had someone?
Well, I didn't know.
Oh, you don't ask enough questions, Penny. That's your problem.
Oh, yeah, I used to really enjoy playing golf, but I haven't played since I've been on the island.
Well, I can invite you as my guest if you like.
Oh, can you? Oh, well, that would be great. Thanks.
Well, hang on a minute. How many hole-in-ones have you had?
Well, unfortunately, I'm afraid to say I haven't had any. Have you?
No, not one.
At least it keeps your bar bill down, eh?
Yeah. And what's your handicap?
Ah, I'm not really that good. What's yours? Or maybe you shouldn't tell me as I don't want to be frightened off.
No, don't worry. Mine's not that good. I haven't been playing much recently anyway, so my handicap is probably not so good now.
Well, I'm certainly up for it. I need to do a bit of exercise.
So, Yaz, do you play golf?
No, I don't. Do you?
No. But I like crazy golf.
Oh, so do I.
Well then, why don't we go off and play crazy golf and do cake and coffee afterwards? What do you think?
Yes, OK. I'm not very good at it, though.
Oh, don't worry, neither am I. But it'll be a laugh.
Yeah, OK.
Are you sure you want to, Yaz? I'd feel bad playing golf when you're here.
No, honestly, I don't mind. It would be fun, and it would be good to see a bit more of the island.
OK, well, we'll organise everything then, and let you know.
OK. Thanks, Mike. And you, Connie.
Oh, it's no problem.
Right, are you ready to go back to them now?
Oh, yes, I suppose so.
Oh, Kathy, for goodness sake, cheer up. I said from the start that Matthew was far too young for you.
Oh, I know that. I think I'm more upset about Jim.
Why? You've never shown an interest in him.
Oh, it's not that.
Well, what is it then?
Oh, what's wrong with me? Why don't I ever attract a man?
Oh, come on, let's get back and cheer up. You should be pleased for Jim that he's met someone.
I am. Oh, no, I'm not. I think he's mad going to Thailand. She might be a right tart.
No, now that's enough. I'm sure things will be okay. So stop thinking the worst, Kathy. No one's going to be attracted to you if you always look so miserable.
Oh, I don't normally.
You do, especially when Mike's around.
Right, well, we must be going. I'll hear from you soon then.
Yeah.
And I'll text you, Yaz, okay?
Yes, that's brilliant.
Okay, bye for now.
Yeah, bye.
Yeah, bye.
Bye.
Oh, have we missed out on something?
No, not really. Just that I'm going to play golf with Matthew, that's all.
And I'm meeting up with Yaz for crazy golf.
Oh, that'd be nice.
Yes, and it means I can show her a bit more of the island, and she certainly doesn't want to hang around where Matthew's playing golf. So I thought we'd go off and do something together.
Oh, so when are you going?
Hopefully tomorrow.
Oh, it's going to rain all weekend.
No, I don't think it is.
Well, that's what I heard.
Do you play golf, Kathy? I mean, proper golf.
No, but it might be something that I take up.
Well, you'd obviously be a good weather player.
Well, what do you mean by that?
Well, you'd be one of those people who only goes out when the sun shines.
Well, why not? Why get wet if you don't have to?
I quite like pitch and putt, but I'm not very good at it. I'm always losing the ball.
See, Kathy, there's a dress code if you play at a golf club. You can't just wear what you like.
Well, I'm sure there is.
And you have to keep to it, or you could be banned.
Really?
Oh, yeah. It's really quite strict. And there are loads of rules you have to follow. You can't just do what you want, you know.
No, I'm sure you can't. But I think it would be fun, and it would be good for me.
Oh, yeah, and there's loads of walking, so you'd have to wear the right shoes, too.
Well, obviously I'd wear those.
Actually, Kathy, I think it's a good idea. Do you know of anyone that plays golf?
I think there's a few at work that do.
Well, why don't you ask them which club they go to?
Oh, Penny, don't push her into something she doesn't want to do.
I'm not. I'm only making a suggestion.
Right. Well, I think I'm going to make a move.
Oh, OK, I'll come now as well.
Oh, well, it's been a great night. And I'll see you soon, Mike.
Yeah, I'll come here.
Bye, you two.
Bye, Penny.
Bye.
Kathy, are you really going to play golf?
No, I was just winding Mike up. I can't think of anything worse. And I never hit the blooming ball anyway. I always miss it.
Oh, Kathy, I thought you were being serious.
No, but Mike thinks I'm going to turn up at the golf club now.
Not for long, he won't.
Oh, that was a good night. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, so did I.
I like Matthew. He seems a very nice chap.
Yeah, he does. I think I'll enjoy working with him.
And Jim, tell me, are you worried about him?
No, to be honest with you, I'm not. I'm sure he'll be okay. And, well, if it's not what he wants, he'll just come home, won't he?
Oh, I do hope it works out for him. He's another nice guy.
Yeah. Right. Well, I'm off to bed. I'll see you tomorrow.
Mike, well done.
Hmm? What for?
Well, for getting the job and for keeping calm with Kathy.
Oh, poor old Kathy. All she needs in life is someone to love. She'll be far happier then.
Yes. Yeah, I think she would.
Well, I'm sure she'll meet someone eventually. She just seems at such a loss all the time.
Why are you so bothered?
I'm not. I'm just saying.
Oh, that was lovely. Thank you.
Oh, good. And you sure you've had enough?
Oh, yes. I'm absolutely full.
Would you like some more wine?
Just a tiny bit, thanks.
I'm glad you came tonight.
Yes, so am I. And it was good to meet everyone.
Yeah. Well, apart from Jim.
Yes. That Kathy woman seemed very worried about him.
Yeah, she did a bit. But what can you say? It could be all right, and as you know, tons of people meet online and it can work out very well for them.
Yes, that's true. I think she was worried that he'd gone so far to see her, if it didn't work out.
Well, I suppose that's the chance you take. Anyway, enough about them. What are your plans? Have you thought any more about moving to the island?
Well, as you know, I'm not happy where I am, but I don't know. I really don't know what to do.
Well, do you enjoy your job?
No, not really. But please don't get me wrong. I know I'm lucky to have one, but and I don't want to sound all doom and gloom, but what I really want is an acting job. And I'm not sure if I'll ever get one of those again. It was hard enough before, but now, well, it all seems quite impossible.
Well, that's just how I feel, Yaz. I mean, my uncle keeps asking me if I'm looking for work, you know, as a director, but there's not really any point, is there? There's nothing out there.
But you enjoy working at the shop, don't you?
Yes, I do, but will I want to stay here forever? I don't know.
You like the island, though, don't you?
Yeah, I do. And I didn't think I would, what with living in the fast lane and all that. You know, the excitement of the shows, the pace, the nerves. But living here has made me reassess all that. Not sure I want the rush and the worry that I had before.
Oh, Matthew, you really are happy here.
Well, yeah, I am. And I'm even happier now that you're here.
Tune in next time for another instalment of Penny for Your Thoughts.